Holy Defence, Picture of Values. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners, these days we're commemorating the Iranian nation's unique battle in one of the greatest wars of the 20th century. Exactly 40 years ago, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam of the Ba'athist repressive regime launched an all-out war upon the orders of his masters in Washington and Tel Aviv in a vain bid to overthrow the nascent Islamic Republic system of government. We've prepared a 7-part program for you on this occasion. Please stay tuned for the 4th part of our program. Dear listeners, welcome to the 4th episode of this series. The Almighty says in Ayah 105 of Surah Al-Ma'idah in the Holy Quran, O you who have faith, take care of yourselves. He who has gone astray cannot hurt you when you have been guided. To Allah is the return of all of you, so He will inform you of what you have been doing. The word jihad was first heard when a group of companions of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, were returning to the city of Medina from their mission, and they came to the Holy Prophet. The Messenger of Mercy hailed them, saying, Bravo to the people who have returned from the small struggle, and there remains the great struggle for them. They asked, O Messenger of God, what is the great struggle? Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, answered, Jihad, struggle against the self. Then the Prophet stressed that the greatest jihad is to struggle against oneself. According to Islamic teachings, the greatest struggle is what safeguards our inward and our identity. It means struggle against carnal desires and seeking pleasures of this world. In fact, it is the fight against the internal devil who incessantly orders evil deeds. The small struggle is fighting against the outward enemies who can be seen on the battlefield. It should be reminded that the most important factor for the victory of the Iranian nation in the 8-year imposed war was the victory of the Iranian combatants in the great struggle. Iranian martyrs first passed over the minefield of the self and then succeeded to pass over landmines. Just as martyr Cheat Sazan had said, only those who have not been caught in the barbed wire of the self can pass through the barbed wires of the enemy. The Iranian combatants of the 8-year imposed war had a special view of the war. As Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, said, they truly considered the war as the battlefield of truth against falsehood. Our martyrs took Imam Hussein as their role model and abandoned everything to gain victory. They would not think of wife, parents, siblings, children and properties. They had reached spiritual perfection to the extent that they would just think of satisfying God and sacrificing their lives in Allah's way. Muhammad Reza Turajizadeh was one of those martyrs. He used to spend part of the midnight in prayer, supplication, and communication with the Almighty. The Basiji volunteer, the young man, was pure-hearted and pious. He was so pure-hearted and pious that Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, said, "I always envy the sincerity and purity of Basij volunteers and ask God to resurrect me with Basijis." The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, too, made a distinction between the HR-imposed war and other wars, saying, "Our battlefronts are superior to all other battlefronts in the world, in that they are places of worship and there is spirituality in them. Our battlefronts were not merely the battlefront, they were rather the front of prayer, supplication, worship, communication, and remembrance of God." Dear friends, no doubt it was this spirituality that made Iranian combatants victorious in the HR-imposed war, despite the fact that Iran had the less modern weaponry and equipment. The Iranian combatants were the symbol of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib's words when he said, "They are the worshippers of night and the lions of the day." Martyr Mehdi Zainuddin, commander of the Ali ibn Abi Talib 17th Division, had a very strong faith and high morale. Zainuddin would never become tired spiritually. He used to perform not only his obligatory daily prayers, but also the recommended prayers, supplications, and acts of worship. Like all other combatants, he believed that the war front was a sacred place where the individual becomes closer to God. This great martyr used to encourage his forces to adhere to self-building and expurgation of their hearts. For instance, he always tried to keep his ritual ablution and not to do anything to annul it. He persisted in performing daily ritual prayers at specified times. He loved the recitation of the Holy Quran and tried to memorize the Holy Book. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, "What takes a combatant, a young man and a human being to such insight on various battlefields? It is the conscious faith, dear ones. This conscious faith among the combatants caused them to downplay danger. As for the commanders on the battlefield, it caused them not to think of their comfort or danger to themselves. They strove day and night, ignored their humble status, and became ready to sacrifice their lives in the way of Allah, for the goals of Islam, for the sake of freedom and honour of the Muslim nation." When the city of Khorramshahr in southwestern Iran was occupied by the Ba'athist enemy, everyone was sad, and the enemy had been stationed in the city with reliance on assistance given by West and the East. Iranian fighters fought bravely the armed-to-the-teeth Ba'athist enemy with their simple rifles, but with their unflinching faith in God and Islam.